Our phone lines are now open. If you're one of the millions of listeners who are dying to speak with J. Todd, Michael, or JT, call now at 720-240-9766. They are so looking forward to hearing from you.
Baby, will you eat that there snack cracker in your special outfit for me, please?
Open mics, phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now.
We'll be right back. Are you desperate for a second income? Have a really high pain threshold? If so, University Hospital is looking to pay subjects big money for practically nothing.
Twice a week, I'm paid to take pills and drink stuff. You know, sometimes I'm a little moody when I come home to my girlfriend, but, like, that's anything new.
Can't get to sleep at night? Might as well be paid for your anxieties.
The glare from the lights can get annoying, but at the 20-hour mark, you don't even notice the wires and IV tubes. My kids want guitar lessons. It's all for them.
Why sit around at home watching TV when you can get paid to do it at a research facility? On drugs!
Once a month, I let med students give me rectal exams. It's not like I'm a prostitute or anything. I'm paid good money to let people probe my ass.
Call 1-800-ME-FOR-SALE and get rich quick, because you don't need to be dead to sell your body to science.
And you don't need to be a poet to sell your body to science. I once sold my body to science, and then they sent it back COD.
Fiction. Science fiction.
Oh, sorry.
That's the key.
Yeah, you laugh.
The science fiction.
You laugh. They actually won't let me donate blood ever again.
What?
They won't?
Well, yeah.
It's kind of funny. You walk into a place where you're like, oh, yeah, we would love this. We would love to have someone help, you know, donate
right.
blood. We really need it. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should probably leave.
What?
Well, they're not. They don't really say.
They're
that,
not
but
that.
No,
mean.
But they're not.
Well,
that
you
mean.
Get that a lot at bars and stuff. Yeah.
Actually, no. I never
you
get that at
probably
bars.
Probably leave.
I never get that at bars. What are you talking about?
BDSM clubs.
Wow.
Michael's House of Bondage.
What his are you talking about?
His own establishment. He goes, yeah.
My friend.
You should probably leave.
Oh my God.
All right. So you've got After Dark.
That is not a sexy voice. Right. That's a creepy voice.
That's creepy.
Take two.
It's like, we're going to mug you. We're going to mug you, man, after dark.
That's the alley voice.
It's like we could do anything really stupid and like knock someone down and be like, sorry, dude, after dark, and walk off. Like, that's supposed to be an answer.
Yes.
It could
all
be.
Right. I will put on my Barry White voice. We'll take number two. You've got After Dark with J. Todd Michael. And the man with nine thumbs, who's not afraid to use them, the half squatch.
That's right.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we got set up for us in this uncensored, unprotected poetry?
Bareback poetry.
We broke got about back eight. Poetry.
Wow. Bear.
Oh,
bear.
Sorry.
As in a big bear furry
glove.
Animal.
Bear anyway. Glove poetry.
We have eight callers, guys.
All right. Returning from Arizona, please welcome Josh.
Yes.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Hey. Can you guys hear me all right?
We sure can. We sure can. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. You know, I mean, a pretty good night, you know. I don't know. Just
good.
The piece I'm going to have for you guys, I actually finished up today, so...
Awesome.
Awesome. Perfect timing.
I haven't performed it yet, so we'll see how it goes.
Sweet, man. Well, whenever you're ready, go for it.
Okay. I can't do it anymore. You know, I'm done trying. There's no point. You know, I'm never going to be good enough. Not for you, not for me, not for anyone. You know, I never have been, and I never will. You know, I feel like my whole life, it's been one step forward and two leaps back. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I'm sure as fuck not important to anyone. I'm less than nothing. You know, I'm still in the same type of dead-end phone job. I fucking hate. Barely able to pay rent. In the same halfway house I started at almost 2 years ago. Unhappy. You know, I have little to no motivation to change. Does it seem like it has any purpose or chance of improving? Why the fuck am I still here? Oh, that's right. I can't even kill myself. You know, I've tried everything from jumping in front of a car to having a fucking shotgun in my mouth. And I still can't even kill myself. You know, everyone I care about either rejects or leaves me, and, you know, it doesn't matter if it's right now, tomorrow, in 5 years. It doesn't matter. You know, it happens, and I'm left hurt. You know, I'm told I'm a prey to misery and depression, and that's fueled by my thoughts that I'm bitter and alone. You know, that's a big one. alone. You know, I have no one, not any close family, not any real friends. You know, I'm not involved in any intimate relationships, physical or emotional. And, you know, and everyone I care about leaves me or hurts me, usually both, you know, every time. And every time I break a little more and still I lay there, you can take another shot. My already beaten, fucked up psyche. Because I'm not good enough. I take up time and space, and I'm an unwanted blemish on this already run-down world. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that me being gone is going to fix everything, but it sure be a start. I know what you're thinking, right? That's not true. Don't say things like this. We love you, Josh. Bullshit! You don't fucking care. You hurt me, you leave me, you lie to me, and you pretend like you give a shit, thinking your pity on me makes you such a good person. Fuck you. You give me all the evidence and validation I need that I'm not worth it. So stop pretending you care. Quit lying to me and to yourself. And just fucking leave. You're going to anyways. Everyone does. Eventually. And that's why. That's why I can't do it. Why I can't do it anymore. You know, why I need to leave, whether it's to go to another city, state, country, or in a fucking body bag. I need to leave before you all leave me. I'm not worth fighting for. You've proved that. Why are you dragging this out? Why can't you just fucking leave? Why do you act? Why do you continue to act like you give a fuck about me or what happens? You don't. Your lying's a fucking insult and it's pointless. I won't trust you. Not so you can hurt me. It's happened too much already. I can't. Thanks, guys.
Josh,
wow.
Amazing, strong poem, and you always
Thank
have
you.
A spot in our family.
Right on, man.
Thank you for your contribution, man. Really appreciate it.
No, of course. Thanks. It was fun. I enjoy it.
All right. And hopefully we'll hear from you next time, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. We will keep posting when we're doing After Dark. The next one should be the 1st of January-ish.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you for calling our show.
Yep. Have a good night, guys.
Good night. That was Joshua on World Poetry Open Mic. After Dark.
After Dark. Drive down the highway and pull over into the rest stop that is World Poetry Open Mic After Dark.
Exactly.
George Michael might be there.
He was at a thing. I wasn't out of line.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's nothing out of line. But
that was a very long time ago.
God damn it.
It was in poor taste.
Why is it in poor taste?
George Michael? What did he ever do to you? Well, never mind. I don't want to know that on the air.
Sorry. My fault. I hit the button one too many times.
That's what she said.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we knew that's where it was going to go.
All right. Speaking of that's what she said, please welcome from Oregon, someone who says a lot. Her name is Casey.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you very much. I'm going to recite a poem that I wrote about 6 months ago, and it's called Desire. And by the way, I've just started writing about 8 months ago, and I appreciate this venue. So it's quiet yet not. Your footsteps draw near. Moonlight arouses the night. I see you so clear. My body's shivering, yet my passion's on fire. Your eyes seduce me, I'm filled with desire. I've dreamt of your touch, your warmth in your lips, caressing my face, your hips on my hips. Feel me, all of me, as you dive deep inside. Pleasures await you, I'll kiss the tears you have cried. I'll hear your emotion, your soul will be free, when you give of yourself on this night spent with me.
Well done.
Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, Casey.
Guys, have a good night.
You as well. That was Casey on World Poetry Open Mic After Dark. We are the hot wax on the nipples of poetry after dark. No, not what? Working for you?
What? No, that was great. Okay. That's a good one.
I like wow, that. Our producer is just turning beet red. Love it. And from Oregon, we're going to go all the way across the country to visit Michelle.
Michelle.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey, welcome. Wow, that's welcome. Like 2 for 2 for us. Actually, 2 for 4, but who's counting?
You are, apparently.
Yeah.
Hello, Michelle. How's it going?
All right. Not too bad.
All right. We're back. We're back.
I'm trying to work on my sexy voice.
I'm trying to work on my sexy voice as well. It is not working,
probably
apparently.
Probably come out more dorky, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I think when I try, I just end up sounding ridiculous.
Well, my poem is Enraptured Castaway. So here it goes.
Okay.
Enraptured Castaway. Devour my body, invade my soul, take me to another dimension. In liquid pools, I see my reflection, my future, my good fortune. I'm lost in cryptic eyes, consumed, entwined in powerful limbs, entangled in ivy's vines. Bodies, puzzle pieces, fitting perfectly together, breaths in unison, slow to warp speed. Sculptured tower, an obstruction before me. Infused testosterone perfection. Blood boiling, lust red hot, tempered sweat, a volcano on the cusp of eruption. Bothered terrain shuddering, rebelling, body's cravings insatiable. His intuitive fingers seeking contours, crevices, exploring. Amorously, I gasp in euphoric abandon. Moaning, groaning, writhing, primal screams emerge, echoing within cavern's ears. Delighted, enlightened, transported, in waves I'm swept away. Then washed ashore one last time, parched lips pursed, unable to speak, breathless and limp, I'm a castaway to bliss. The end.
Wow, Michelle. That was... Ooh, I'm out of breath. That was good.
Do you think I'd qualify for a sex line?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll start a World Poetry Open Mic sex line. That yes. doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Not at all.
That sounds like... This sounds like something that will totally be not regretted in a few years.
Yeah, it works for me. Good night, guys.
Hey, good night.
Good night, Michelle.
Good talking to you. Have a great weekend.
You as well. That was Michelle on World Poetry After Dark.
I wonder if you could start like a 1-800 call of the count when people answer you.
Hello.
No.
What are you wearing?
Jeez. Well, currently I've got my Fruit of Looms on. They have my Spider-Man insignia.
And my big pink bunny slippers, except for one of them is missing his eyes.
And I've got my bathrobe on. All right.
Got well, you're very
tea.
Apparently you didn't try very hard.
All right. We're going to go from New York to the Poet State. Please welcome Chris.
Ah, hello.
Hello.
This is called hijacking the After Dark segment.
Yes, you guys have hijacked the After Dark segment.
Well, the great thing with your After Dark is it's not all heat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, there's some friction, too. I'm just kidding.
Josh, way to go, man.
Yeah.
Really, really well said, well spoken. And Casey's had good heart. And Jill, that was just nice heat. Yeah, that was nice. Now, an all adult line, that could be interesting.
Yeah.
Set stage just a little bit. You know, each of us, we have that time in the morning when we have to move. You know, 5:30, 6 a.m. comes pretty early, and yet we manage to find ourselves awake at 11, 12, 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, 1 o'clock, quarter after 1. Oh, man. Dreams are as we need them. The mind so drifts with wishes in our silence. As the breaths we hold and hold, so seem soon leak away as we realize, well, maybe tomorrow, yeah, maybe tomorrow. And we're tense. Tense. Silently staring through the night, windows cast a darkened hue. The mind takes refuge in inner sight, then drifts to path of wishful view. Comes a time when you freely dream, nested softly in the evenings, as the breezes lightly twist and seem to gather and whisper teasings, and the temptings of the feelings as the lips descend from nowhere, and you find them gently circling, tracing as each neck hair lightly wakes, and lips touch trails with such chill perfection as new weaving echoes. The heartbeats rise and fall, follow eyelids slowly close. Lower and ever lower, the kisses gently continue. The tongue tip softly punctuates each taste so intently clear. And all the risings and the valleys, little twists and further teasings, as the tingles ever flowing, ever growing more and dear, spread the fire you are seeking, you are needing, you are wanting. Raising breasts and straining nipples, bearing hearts to soul's desires, searing minds with lover's call. And still you remember the strength of the sudden shadows as they softly swept and bound you, wrapped and tightly bound around you, all the need that held and holds you, tight to the bed that now surrounds you. And yes, the goosebumps fully rise, the lips flow and float and paralyze, still centering on that risen prize. Grasp, close, and suckle soft. And its need that sparkles through you grows and grows, begins to arch you, reaches more and more inside you as your breath just goes and goes. And you so rise and turn and fall and burn and breathe, as the feeling sees your thoughts and the dream. Ah, the dream is so alive, and still you tighten to the draw. And the suckle gently deepens, growing stronger, ever tighter, drawing harder, ever further, till released as kisses follow, fingers tips cross curves and hollows where each finds more of your desire. As your purr so smoothly flows. Now the heat spreads, oh, so lovely, cross and throughout the whole body, and the ache so simply rises as the breath holds tighter still. Then the fingertips soon follow the smoothness of the hollows, and your silken satin curves sway is rising the need. First the left, and then the right. As the fingers dance and measure across the skin, each touch treasures that you found, now clutching tight. The edges first surrender, as teases soft and tender lightly stroke, then press together as willing thighs so softly part. God, you opened like the petals in a flowered secret garden, and the dewdrops formed and glistened, and it stole my beating heart. And the heat then, wetly moistens, fingers tracing sliding motions, through the channel warmly stroking across the rise and slipping in, soon the thumb finds beauty's dimple, and its flush rises as fast and simple as the fingers press, turn, and sample the burning wetness we all seek. And you must rise as the hips press and your breath stops, and stars fall as the mind begs, as release calls, and then, sunrise, yet again. Yeah, that worked.
Masterfully done, Chris, as only you could do it.
Good phrasing.
Nothing.
There. Good
nothing
phrasing there, J-Tud.
Awkward about three guys sitting around sharing glasses of Chardonnay, listening to another guy read erotic poetry. Nothing awkward about that at all.
Well, you know, it's after dark.
It is after dark.
Oh, wow.
All right.
All right, I don't even know what to say.
I know. That was another awkward silence there.
It's all right.
Thank you, Chris, for calling our show.
I'd like to hear the next four, guys.
Uh-huh. That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic After Dark.
Yeah, it's coming to this alley here for World Poetry Open Mic After Dark, where we talk all about the hot loving.
What the heck was that?
I don't know.
Wow. Someone who knows how to talk to the ladies, at least that's the rumor I hear. Please welcome from New York, Steve.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And now for the segment of the show we call 50 Shades of Taupe.
Okay. You're slaying us, bro.
Laughing much too knowingly, young Mr. Amadeus.
I know, there's far too much taupe in this world.
Well, all I know is it might be cold and raining in the Hudson Valley, but it sounds like on Long Island it is getting way too hot. Might need to cross the Frog's Neck Bridge later on.
Yeah?
You're just killing yourself.
You know, yeah, it's really, yeah,
nothing strange about four men on the phone when three of them are in their boxers.
Wouldn't it be weird if we found out there were no listeners?
Yeah.
We just realized we were just doing this as a pure exercise.
Yeah.
No. I am hoping that right now there is some woman sitting by her computer going, "My God.
Whose voice
how come
is
I never heard this before?"
There you
exactly
go.
Exactly. Exactly.
And with that, to tease, to taunt, to thrill, to trace my thoughts upon your flesh with fingers and with tongue, to taste my words dripping from your mouth, to time my verse to the rhythm of your hip. Together, we make poetry incarnate. No, I was not thinking of any of the three of you when I wrote that. I just want to make sure that's perfectly clear.
That is well understood.
Appreciate that.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but
no,
Stevie, don't play that game.
That's right.
Fair enough.
That's like, I don't think any of us play that game either.
And J. Todd, the After Dark segment isn't the place to say it, but I am in awe of your courage and your talent.
For?
You blew me away before.
Oh, for my poll for Miranda?
This isn't the time in the After Dark where we're all having fun, but I am in awe of both your courage and your talent.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, I might not speak to you next week because my daughter is coming home from college. So that will depend upon the Jersey Turnpike and the rest of I-95. If I don't speak to you next week, speak to you before Christmas.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Hopefully we'll have the parting of the traffic and you'll get home just fine in time to call us.
Okay. Take care.
All right. That was Steve on World Poetry Open Mic After Dark.
After Dark. Sorry, is that not a sexy voice?
No. I don't think you've found one yet. You've done like 10 different voices, and you can't find a sexy voice.
Okay, let's see. What's a sexy phrase you can say?
I don't know.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, why are
we looking? Well, I'm asking because I thought you guys might be the experts, being that you're the ones that are married and all.
My wife woke up sober and said, I did what?
There is a fire I've come to put out. It is in my pants.
No, that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
I'm working on it.
All right. So while you work on it, we're gonna move along to another New Yorker up really late this evening. Actually, early tomorrow morning. Please welcome Leo.
I want to know what George Michael did to you. I want
to
know.
George Michael did nothing to me.
Maybe no one else wants to know, but I do.
Did you hear the jitterbug? That's what the whole president said. No, he's done nothing to me. That was inferred by Jay Todd. I just didn't think I was out of line for saying something that happened.
You and that bedroom voice of yours, let me tell you.
this bedroom voice, is this what you're referring to?
Oh, no, wait a minute. I got the voice. Hopefully this is the right voice.
Okay.
Blackbird flies.
Hey, you know what, man? I think that might be the single most seductive voice I've ever heard in my life. Leo, you are going to kill it with the ladies with that voice.
Yes.
I just kill them. Yeah, it's true. When they hear me, they just drop. They just like, oh, no.
Just lay down and pretend you're dead as visions based on movement.
They just hope I pass by them if they play possum, you know.
I deal with very much the same kind of problem, Leo, so you and I are in this together.
You see, we understand. You know what? I almost missed this session because I had to step out of the room for a minute. And when I came in here, I hear, uno momento, por favor. You know, so being respectful, I stepped back out. And, I didn't realize until like later on. And then by the time I came back, you guys was already on the next, starting the next.
That's probably a good thing. You missed a rousing rendition of a few songs that we don't want to mention here.
Really?
No.
You know, wait a minute. You know, don't cheat me out of my session over here, okay? Because, you know, this is supposed to be the epitome of the sessions. You know, three in a row in one day.
That's true.
And so, you know, don't cheat me out of it. Well, I'm going to have to get my supplement in the morning, I guess, with the download, okay?
All right. Yeah. Well, Dr. Freud's in session. This is your After Dark session for you.
Well, this is my de-virginizing moment as far as my first After Dark session, so
we'll be gentle.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, let me go to... this is actually an experiment, too, of mine. So my attempt at... self-therapying, or whatever the plural is for therapy, or whatever it is, to try to express myself and still try to control my language. But in case I mess up, you know, I'm in the right place. So it's called Distracted. Been thinking a while about what it could be that's kept me from living in sanity. easily get distracted, and there's always a hitch to whatever I do. Man, what a barely able to keep thoughts in check. I wonder if my brain has finally been wrecked. For a long time, my mind's probably been fried. I wonder why things aren't right inside. Maybe true that sex keeps you sane and cushy. Been over a month since I've seen any pulling open these closet doors and only to find some of these clothes aren't even mine. They're women's clothes. Oh, yeah. What's her name? Brooke. Man. Now, she was a really good, for God's sake, what the hell is that? Another mess made by this dumb cat. Things happen to me I haven't even heard of. This morning, I couldn't even jerk. Oh, man. I spilled coffee in my coat again. Just like me, I'm ready to leave, and then, bam, again, I get another hit. Man, that's just a bunch of horse. Should have done some shopping today, man. There's nothing to eat but this can of Spam. Damn. Oops. I mean, darn. Well, I guess I fucked that shit up, huh? The end.
Nice. You sure that's your first time for After Dark? Because you just gave me one heck of an eargasm.
Wow. That's a phrase you probably didn't think you were going to hear this morning.
It's in the genes, you know. It's in the genes.
It's in the genes.
It literally is in the genes.
There you go. Okay, so.
Or in my case, not no longer in the genes.
Well, that's like that saying about, you know, having no hair, being bald, it's in the genes. But I have hair in my genes, so, you know, that's not the problem. You know?
Exactly.
No manscaping going on there.
this is how we know the show is coming close to a close.
Thanks for encouragement for welcoming me into my my first After Dark. I enjoy it very much. The After Dark. Second.
Yes.
Okay. just kidding. So again, enjoy your terrible twos and. I'm really glad that I'm enjoying it with you guys.
Well, awesome. You. We're glad you're part of our family.
Thank you.
Me too. Thanks. All right. Take it easy.
That was Bye. Leo from New York on World Poetry After Dark.
World and it's, notice this isn't the revolution. Though.
Almost.
We have.
You almost had a good voice
you
there.
You almost had a sexy voice there.
I almost had a sexy
voice.
No. You lost it.
How about this? Let's see.
He's having a voicile dysfunction.
You know what's sexy if I start asking people, do you want to know how I got these scars?
That's not sexy.
That's not sexy? Well, because there's scars underneath the clothes. It's kind of a...
Yeah, I know, but that's the way you're delivering
it. It's more like creepy.
Son of a... I'm never going to be sexy.
Well, the fact that you go around trying to pick up women in an ice cream truck dressed as a clown kind of freaks me out.
You know, the weird part is that actually upped my average of success.
to one?
At least I got the ice cream to offer.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, someone to save us from ourselves, even though we are in After Dark, please welcome Leah from Washington.
Yeah, hey, this is Leah from Washington. Can you hear me okay?
We can, beautifully.
Oh, good. I'm you know, you never can tell talking into a cell phone and knowing it's actually, like, wafting out magically over the airwaves, like, all over the country and the greater world still kind of, like, astonishes me because I'm, you know, basically, I think, kind of a Luddite at heart, but anyway, I've got this poem to read, and it's great because people are reading these really sexy poems, but they were also, like, really, really romantic. So my mind deals with sex, too, but it's really not romantic at all.
Just how we like it.
yeah, you know. All right, it's called Write the Way You Talk. It's pride to say that you never regret anything, but I'm sure if I ever went back, I would avoid certain actions, like the time that I picked you up at a poetry reading the night before my mother's funeral, and then I followed you home to your room, which was filled with guitars, st- stuffed toys and empty wine bottles. So we emptied another bottle and we fucked on Muppet sheets left over from the teenage girl who used to live there but had recently been sent to her dad's because she had problems. All of us did. I was 40. My mother had died alone in a bed. It didn't belong to her. Just shy of 70, finally unable to talk, which killed her, I think, more than anything else. You had recently been sprung from jail, having failed in a drugstore cowboy-style caper. You wakened from your stupor in a pile of broken glass and prescription bottles, sprawled out on the floor of the Bisbee dime store with all the alarms ringing. It was a town that you never greeted until 1 p.m. And then you'd stagger through the streets with a dazed smirk on your face, hawking your book to the tourists, asking strange women if they like to read. You corrected me later when I called it a novel, and you said haughtily, "It is not a novel, it's a memoir." Because only 5 years beforehand, Grove Press had published your tale of being a junkie in Tucson during the late 70s. You were off heroin now, but still very much attached to wine and Percocets, and your book was already out of print. You were so mean to me, and I never understood why, especially our last night when you finally broke down and we had sex again, and then after it ended, you quickly sat up and went into the bathroom, came back out with a piece of toilet paper wrapped around your dick, explaining that since one of your testicles had accidentally been removed by an incompetent doctor, your penis dripped occasionally. You said this casually as if it didn't matter what I thought about it, with a sort of imperious air, and I was so infatuated with you that I didn't mind. You told me that you would be leaving in exactly an hour, and when I protested, you looked at me directly and said, "You're used to getting exactly what you want, aren't you?" Many times I've regretted my response, the look that must have come over my face, which is probably akin to the expression of a pet who has been suddenly, inexplicably clubbed by its owner. But you completely ignored it, nodded with satisfaction, and then settled yourself into my mother's bed with a weary sense of obligation combined with laziness. For exactly 1 hour, you talked about yourself and the review of your book in Spin magazine. Your head stretched out on the pillow as you recalled a glory that had only faded a couple of years beforehand, but now seemed as distant as tumbleweeds. You actually looked at your watch to make certain that exactly 1 hour had passed. And after stopping briefly in the kitchen to feed my mother's starving half-wild cats, you went down the steep steps to the street without looking back once. Right before you left, you said, "Good luck with your writing. Remember to just write the way you talk." I thought of this many times, and I wondered how you could possibly know since you never once listened to me. And then one day, 10 years later, I Googled your name. I discovered that you had died only a week beforehand from a highly invasive brain cancer, attended to by a self-sacrificing woman who thought you were a genius. And she dutifully reported that your biggest regret in life was that you never made it to Tibet. But you did manage to get out of Bisbee and make it back to Tucson, at least. The older I get, the more I think I could have done without this particular experience. But then I'm quite sure that I would do it all again. But this time, I would be the one to walk away across the desert, and you would be forced to climb the mountain in your rental car, with no other option except to leave and drive home all by yourself. All right.
I thought it was great.
That was awesome.
That was great, Leah.
Yeah, true story, like everything I write, but, you know. rearview mirror really makes the whole thing really funny, of course.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
No, it was a strong piece.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. Thanks so much for letting me read.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you have this hour thing after your other two-hour show that you have this this hour, extra hour, for people to just read ever whatever they want. I just think that's so awesome.
You know, we say whatever they want. The only thing we don't allow during the segment is hate speech, but you didn't even encroach on that, so I don't even know why I'm telling you that, but it was great.
All right. Thank you so much again.
And we'll be doing this again the first week of January as well.
Okay, cool. Excellent. You know, we know each other on Facebook now, so talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Thank you, Leah. That was Leah on World Poetry Open Mic. After dark.
I'm not even going to try anymore.
Nah. I mean,
I was going to read. I was going to say, you know, something along like, "The Love Shack is little a place where we can get together."
No?
No, B-52s. No. I am the most unsexy person on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yeah. All right, keep going.
All right, so we have a poet rounding out our After Dark segment from right here in the Mile High City. Please welcome Brennan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. A little nervous. This is the first time I've ever called in to read anything, so...
No need to be nervous. It's just a bunch of friends getting together and sharing poetry.
Right.
In various stages of undress.
Well, for the After Dark segment, yes.
No, we're about in we're about in Colorado. Are you calling from, Brennan?
Well, as of right now, I'm in Inglewood.
Oh, okay, cool. So. You're not far away. All right.
Yeah, we're pretty much in Inglewood, like a stone's throw.
I work in Inglewood too.
Nice.
Yep. So I actually just got off work, so I was trying to get off in time to call in tonight, because last Friday I worked too late and wasn't able to call in.
Oh.
Beautiful. Where do you work in Inglewood?
If you want to share that on the air.
If you want to share it on the air.
I work at Denny's.
Oh, Brennan.
What's up, man? How are you? Okay.
Now we've put two and two together. Brennan,
we
are looking forward to hearing your work, my friend.
Awesome. Uh-oh. I'm glad you called, man.
Awesome. All right, well, I guess I'll just go for it then.
Okay. All right.
Whew. All right. The thought of knowing your hand will be there when I reach out is where I sink into my comfort. You're not there. I'm lost without the grasp of your hand in mine. The feeling of your tender touch against my skin left me breathless. I'm searching for you, and you're nowhere to be found. I close my eyes only to reopen them and hope that you're there. But you're not. You're gone. I close my eyes one more time, only to see your face. I've been waiting for this moment. I can't seem to get the image out of my mind, the image of us. The emotional pain I feel is worse than any physical pain I will ever endure in my life. A cut runs deep as blood pours out. I put a Band-Aid over it, and it heals. The emotional scars you've left on my soul, they'll be there forever. So for now, I'll keep my eyes shut and hope seeing your face will take the pain away. That's all.
Brennan, that was great, man.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Wow. And we'll be seeing you Wednesday when we have our meeting, too.
Yep.
Man, I got to tell you, we're really happy you called. That's awesome.
Yes, I'm very thrilled that you called our show and shared a piece with us.
That's great.
I am too. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Great. We'll see you in a few days.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a good one. See you. That was Brennan on World Poetry Open Mic. Now, for those that didn't catch it, we meet at Denny's on Wednesday nights, get out all the sillies and
well, we also
discuss the
about,
show and, yeah, and yeah. What directions we want to take and everything. And Brennan happens to be the waiter that serves us, and we found out, writes poetry, and we're like, oh, you should call the show.
Yes.
And that was a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah,
and,
a couple weeks.
Then he blessed us tonight. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really happy he called. That's great.
Yeah. So.
Sweet.
All right. Do you have any more submissions?
No more submissions for the After Dark show. As the resident non-sexy member of this crew, I would like to say thank you for carrying me.
Uh-huh.
No problem. No problem. Okay. Glad I could do it.
Yeah. Like luggage.
I'm just kidding.
Like dead weight luggage.
Yes.
Like a bag full of severed heads.
Oh.
For pulling through the airport.
Thank you for buying me time. I'm getting, this is a non-adult one. This is just one that I found in my collection also. This is going back to the very first start of Mr. J. Todd Underhill's poetry, written back in 87. In the first, I guess you could call it a chapbook. It wasn't really a book length. It was printed out on the old fold-over ratchet-style computer paper. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's spiral cut. Track fed. Yeah. And submitted to my English teacher for extra credit so I can smoke that class.
Sweet.
So this is entitled Deep Feelings, and to be honest, when I read it today, I'm like, I wonder who I wrote that about. Because after I met my wife, these other deep feelings weren't so deep. So here we go. As the light fades from another day and the clouds run through the air, I wish that there were something I could say to show you how much I care. I want to spend all my waking hours alone with you tonight and give you candy and flowers so that I may make it right, and love you with all my soul and heart deep down inside of me. I'd love you right from the very start. Tell me, why can't you see? If you do not love me, I will understand and wish that it weren't that way. I guess this pain fate had planned, and I hope that it goes away. It was like one of the earliest ones I wrote.
Wow.
So to the remembered woman, bless you for making me understand why my wife is such a gift to me, and I won the wife lottery. So there you go. That's it for this week's show. We want to thank you for tuning in. We will be doing another After Dark the first week of January. If you have Christmas poetry that you want to submit for our holiday spectacular, just go out to the website, hit the contact form, or if you have recorded poetry, just send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com.
That's right.
For Michael Amade, the Board Monkey, I am Jay Todd Hill, your humble poet. Thank you for tuning in. Good night, Robert Moreland, wherever you're at.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide, feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you? Comes again.
today.